The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to A Sharp Outlook, Best Practices for Success with host Angela Sharp. Today's program features expert guests, industry insights, and the experience of your host, all coming together to help you take control of your company and move your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Angela Sharp.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in. The way we do business has drastically changed, and entrepreneurs and startup businesses have to keep pace with the changing times in the economy. Social media, mobile apps, and technology changes daily. How do you keep up and know how these changes affect you? More importantly, where do you go to get answers to these questions? If you take the time to keep up with all the changes, then is your business surviving in this economy? You are unsure what is next and seeking answers to make important decisions. May I strongly give you a suggestion? Mentors. You do not have the luxury of waiting for business to happen. In this economy and ever-growing competition, you have to make it happen. There is so much more you have to navigate and sort through on a daily basis, more rules, more regulations than ever before. So you need some assistance in knowing what to do and where to go and what kind of answers that you need. Don't try to do this alone. There is help available, and we will discuss how mentoring can be the most valuable resource and use of your time. Today I have a special guest, Mr. Kenneth Yancey. He is the CEO of SCORE Association. Ken Yancey currently serves as the CEO of SCORE Association, a position he has held since 1993. During his tenure with SCORE, Mr. Yancey has been responsible for developing SCORE into one of the most efficient and effective job creation and business formation engines in the nation. Since 1964, SCORE has helped more than 10 million aspiring entrepreneurs. Each year, SCORE provides small business mentoring and workshops to more than 375,000 new and growing small businesses. More than 11,000 business experts volunteer as mentors in over 340 chapters, serving local communities with entrepreneur education to help grow 1 million small businesses. Mr. Yancey empowers and inspires SCORE chapters and its volunteer mentors across the nation. Recognized as one of the nation's leading advocates for small business, Mr. Yancey represents SCORE nationally before media, industry leaders, and in congressional testimony. He serves on the Small Business Advisory Council of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and alongside President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and Dr. Jill Biden, he was involved in the launch of the National Joining Forces Initiative in the summer of 2011. Ken, welcome to A Sharp Outlook, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for allowing me to. I've been certainly looking forward to our conversation today.
Great. Well, one of the things I wanted to do is just start out and let's explain what is SCORE.
Sure. Angela, SCORE is a really unique organization, and it comes about as a result of two things that are quite honestly uniquely American. One is entrepreneurship. You know, most of the rest of the world is envious of our ability to start and grow successful businesses, and the other trait that our country has is volunteerism. And where those two things intersect is where SCORE does its business. Mm-hmm. We're an organization of both working and retired men and women who volunteer their time to help small business owners in their communities with issues that relate to starting, growing, managing, buying, selling a business. Mm-hmm. We were founded in 1964 by the SBA, as you mentioned a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. And today, those volunteers are continuing to serve in over 340 communities across the country.
Wow, that is very exciting. So they are actually volunteering their time. So if they go to a business entity, they're providing services and there's not a charge?
That's correct. The we really do two things at the chapter level. Mm-hmm. The first is one-to-one mentoring. And that mentoring is available to anybody that wants it on just about any topic that relates to small business. We mentor face-to-face or one-to-one through our chapters around the country. We also mentor online via email, and you can see that service on our website at score.org. And, Angela, we're beginning to test and experiment with mentoring via Skype and other online platforms that allow that one-to-one internet-based conversation. The other thing that we do is a series of workshops or seminars. Last year, almost 11,000 seminars nationwide. And again, those are on familiar topics: starting, growing, managing, buying, selling a business, finding capital, HR, international trade in some markets. It's just a variety of topics. Okay. And yes, the mentoring is free.
Okay. And so you mentioned some of the things that you provide. What other types of tools are available? I know when I looked at the your website, I noticed that you provide some templates to be able to write a business plan or to be able to do a financial statement. What other types of tools or resources are available to small business?
You know, our website is reasonably robust for a small not-for-profit organization, and it does have, as you point out, a variety of different types of resources, and you know, certainly they include a template gallery that's supported by DocStoc, which we appreciate very much, and within that, there's just about any type of template you can imagine. You mentioned business planning and financial forecasting or budgeting, but there's also draft collection letters if you have an accounts receivable problem. Mm-hmm. There are draft invoices. There are a variety of different types of documents that you might need to use at a point in time in your business. And they're of excellent quality, and they're easy to get to. And as you pointed out a little bit earlier, they're all free. We also have a series of online workshops. Mm-hmm. Those are webinars or podcasts that, you know, are as short as 15, 20 minutes, others longer, and again on a variety of topics. So if your inspiration hits in the middle of the night and you want to sit down and consume some good quality information, you can hop on score.org and find these tools. And it's also really easy from the website to find your nearest chapter, to set up an appointment, to ask a question of one of our email mentors. Lots of different ways that you can get information and get assistance on that website.
So SCORE, you mentioned that you can easily locate an office. So is SCORE found in at least all 50 states?
You know, we are in all 50 states. We're also in Puerto Rico and Guam. Mm-hmm. And American Samoa. Not a huge presence in American Samoa, but we have an office, Angela, in every state, mm-hmm. and easy to find either on the web or, you know, one of the things that a SCORE chapter does really well is kind of aggregate supporters of entrepreneurship and small business and communities. So if you go to your local chamber of commerce, they're likely going to know about SCORE and going to be able to put you in touch. Mm-hmm. If you come to SCORE, mm-hmm. we're going to be able to talk to you about the value of your chamber or your local small business development center or your women's business center or whatever other state or local economic development resources are there. You know, as a nonprofit, our mission is to help grow small businesses across America. And sometimes when we help to grow, we refer these individuals, these entrepreneurs, to someone else who mm-hmm. can better serve or better help. So we're really an aggregator of content.
So you work a lot with actually networking with other resources so that if it's something that they need continued information on or maybe need additional expertise, you network with other organizations then.
Yes, ma'am. We, you know, again, as a nonprofit organization, our desire is to fulfill the mission. So if you come to SCORE, and let's say you want to start a business, you're not exactly sure what you want to do, you come and talk to one of our mentors, and what you tell us is that you've had some challenging circumstances and your credit's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to refer you to a couple of different sources within your community that can help you appropriately repair that credit, because that's going to be important as you mm-hmm. move through your entrepreneurial journey. So, you know, we're not by any stretch all things to all people, mm-hmm. but we do know where you should go to get what you need in order to be successful.
So why would you, I know that you're in particular communities, why do you think SCORE is important to the communities it serves?
Well, you know, I think that we all agree, and we meaning those of us who, like you, are really supportive of small business and entrepreneurship, and that recognize the critical role that entrepreneurs play in our local, state, and national economies. You know, we all know that healthy communities have a number of different elements, one of which is a vibrant small business sector
mm-hmm.
That's providing services, that's supporting, you know, major employers, that's creating innovation, and that's, you know, quite honestly, that's supporting the community. You know, I think back on some of the things that I do, my family does in our community. It's the small businesses that are sponsoring Little League football and Little League baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's the small businesses that are sponsoring the arts in our community and that are leading the drives for fundraising and support for those that aren't as fortunate, that are you know, that are supporting Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and other organizations. So SCORE is there to help support that vibrant small business sector in communities, which are so important to having an overall healthy community, healthy economy at every level in our nation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And especially in our particular economic climate right now, we've gone through a terrible recession. We're still trying to pull ourselves out of it, really needing small business to become more and more vibrant. What do you see are the critical needs of small businesses in today's economic climate?
Well, you know, small businesses have a variety of different needs, and it depends on the capabilities and the resources that the entrepreneur himself or herself has. You know, we often like to say that an entrepreneur is likely to be successful if they have mentoring and money.
Mm-hmm.
Access to capital is always a challenge, and even though the average small business only starts with about $5,000, mm-hmm. that's not a small amount of money, and can often be a challenge to find in traditional sources. So, you know, access to capital, how to prepare yourself as an entrepreneur to make an ask, and that could be an ask of a traditional bank, but it also could be an ask of, you know, of a family member or a friend, or, you know, how to use one of the new crowdfunding platforms to find money for your venture, whatever it is. And then, you know, from a mentoring standpoint, the help that a small business owner needs so that they can wear the various hats that are required to be worn by someone that's successful. You know, if you start your business as a media consultant, mm-hmm. you're obviously an excellent media consultant, and you can do all of these things, but you might not be too good at the accounting side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might not do a good job of keeping your books or billing your clients. You know, there's always taxes that need to be paid and invoices that need to be generated, and there's strategy and marketing and, you know, how you want your brand to develop and evolve. All of those are things that a good mentor can help you with. And as you know, Angela, I'm sure you mentor a number of businesses. Mentors can be found in a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like having a staff member that actually comes in and helps the business owner walk through, guides them through the steps, gives them expert advice based on their experiences, their knowledge, their backgrounds, things like that, really walking them through that whole process. Because I know that can be very scary. You know, years ago I've tried to start a business, and like you said, capital is difficult to get, angel funds, different things like that. And just preparing the right documents and, you know, the right plan so that you, you know, gather that interest and you get people wanting to, you know, buy into your business, you know, be a part of your business, take the risk in your business. So that person is there to walk them through the total process. Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And yeah, even in addition to what you've said, you know, when you start a business, some businesses are suited for friends and family funding.
Mm-hmm.
Some businesses are suited for bank debt.
Mm-hmm.
Some businesses have plans that might at a point in time include angel investment,
mm-hmm,
or venture capital or private equity, or they may want to go public. And, you know, not everybody knows where they fit.
Mm-hmm.
And once they determine where they fit, not everybody knows exactly how to access.
Right.
All of those things a mentor can do for you, in addition to hand-holding, cheerleading, you know, being a touch point to make sure that you're on the right track, that you're living in the moment and you're have realistic plans and goals. All of those things come you know, with a mentor that you're comfortable with and that you trust and that you can work with easily.
Yeah, I always say when you're having a mentor, they should challenge, advise, and inspire. They should challenge your business plan. They should challenge your thoughts. They should challenge, you know, the direction you're trying to go to. Because sometimes, you know, I know wanting to be an entrepreneur, you have these pie-in-the-sky dreams of, you know, you're going to really go out there. You're going to take charge. You're going to, you know, get, you know, 10,000 customers in a week. And that's just not realistic. So I think, you know, good mentors go in and say, let's, you know, bring this down a little bit. Let's be realistic. What can we really achieve in this time frame? So this is a kind of, you know, advice that they're getting, correct?
I think you are absolutely right. And, you know, there was an interesting little article in Inc. magazine this month about mentoring and mm-hmm, very specifically about bad mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the gist of the article is that when you're choosing a mentor, you want someone that is sincerely interested in your business.
Right.
And that's going to do more than just show up once a month and,
mm-hmm,
you know, answer a couple of questions off the top of their head. They're going to dive in a little deeper.
Yes.
They're going to understand your market, your customers, your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to challenge you on those really critical elements, as,
mm-hmm,
as you just pointed out. So, you know, we can talk a little bit more about choosing a mentor and how to go about it and what to look for and how to structure conversations. But I think it's important that if you're going to do this, you take it seriously and you respect the time that the mentor is providing you and you do all you can as an entrepreneur to get the very best out of that relationship.
Amen. I agree with that. Well, we're going to take a break now, but when we come back, we are going to talk even further about mentoring. Okay?
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to know what's really going on these days? Well, Capital Thinking takes you inside the worlds of policy, politics, law, and business. What happens in Washington, on Wall Street, and in our nation's legal system impacts your business every day. We're taking you on a behind-the-scenes tour of all of it. Each week, we bring you unfiltered conversation with a variety of influential policymakers, lawyers, and business leaders. I'm Kevin O'Neill, and I'm your host as Capital Thinking tours the halls of power. Join me for Capital Thinking on the Voice America Business Network each Thursday at noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
The way we do banking today continues to evolve. No longer is it just brick-and-mortar locations or traditional banker's hours. Today, banking is 24/7. It's in the home. It's on the go. It's digital. Tune in to Breaking Banks with Brett King for a look at how traditional banking as we know it has changed due to a loss of trust, changing economic conditions and consumer behavior, government involvement, and of course, technology. What does it all mean? Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Business Channel.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to A Sharp Outlook. To reach Angela Sharp or today's guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send email to asharpeoutlook@gmail.com or tweet the program at asharpcons. Now, back to the program.
Well, just before the break, we were talking about all the wonderful things that a mentor can provide. What are some success factors to be considered when starting or growing a small business?
Well, you know, there's a variety of things that you want to think about. I think when you're starting a business, the first thing that you need to do if you don't have a solid grasp already is do a little feasibility work. You know, where does your product or service fit in the market that you've chosen to address? Mm-hmm. Who are your competitors? How are they selling their product? What are the elements of their brand, and how can you differentiate your brand, your service, and compete effectively? Mm-hmm. I think you need to spend a little time on that. And you know, Michael Gerber, the great author of E-Myth, talks about working on your business versus working in your business, and that's time that you spend working on your business, mm-hmm. being strategic and thinking through. It's a good time to talk to others. It's a good time to talk to mentors. It's a good time to talk to other companies that may not compete with you but sell into the same space,
mm-hmm.
so that you can understand, you know, who does what their characteristics are, who dominates the market, you know, where are the inroads that you can have, what kind of relationships do these folks, potential customers want to have with you. You know, all of that I think really important. And then once you determine that you can be successful, as you know, Angela, at SCORE, we're really big on a business plan. You know, there's lots of people around today that are saying, you know, you don't need a business plan, and you know, you could make the case, but I personally believe that there's nothing better than mapping out your entrepreneurial journey.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that in a business plan, and it doesn't mean that you can't deviate. It doesn't mean that you don't make changes. But it's also not something that you do and then you put in your lower left-hand drawer, never to see the light of day again.
Yeah.
You know, you review it regularly and you watch your numbers and you manage your business and you work on your business as well as in. Those are the two things that I say. If you have a business now and you don't have a business plan, it's never too late.
That's true. I'm very strong. I'm glad you pointed that out as a very important item to consider when you have a business, because I'm a strong advocate of having a business plan. you need to know where you're going to go. And you also need that plan to kind of keep you grounded because you do have a lot of zeal, a lot of enthusiasm, and you think you're going to accomplish things that you don't. And then the things that you really felt about when you were thinking about the business, you don't achieve those because now you're making compromises trying to exist because you're not on course. And I just don't, I think people have a misconception of the purpose of a business plan if they're sticking it down in the drawer and never looking at it, because it is your guide and it has to be updated regularly. I consider your business plan as one of the items you look at as a New Year's resolution. What do I need to change in my business plan this year so that I can achieve these other new goals? And actually stick to it, you know, not like those weight loss plans that we never do.
you know me better than you think. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think, annually is fine. Yeah, it's interesting when the time changes. When the time changes is a good time to pull out a couple of things and take a look. It's a great time to think about the batteries in your smoke detector.
Right.
When the time changes, check on that because that's important. Mm-hmm. When the time changes, spend a day on your business. Mm-hmm. Look at your plan. Is it advantageous for you to add a line, to change a product, to add a service, to cross-sell, to partner with someone that is selling in your environment? Maybe it's time for you to add an outside salesperson or drop some inventory. Mm-hmm. And those are all, whether it's at year end, whether it's when we move back and forth between standard time and daylight savings time, maybe quarterly, it depends. I actually review, I have a dashboard that that I keep monthly, and I actually review my annual business plan on a quarterly basis to make sure that we're on target, on track, and to think through any changes that the environment might have dealt us that forces us to do something a little different. Sometimes we have to adjust to outside forces, and that's what works best for me and for SCORE.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, I know if they're looking for any type of investment, any type of lending, anything like that, someone from the outside, you have to have a business plan, and it needs to be a realistic, current business plan for someone to actually consider investing dollars. So this is how important that business plan is, and even the marketing plan. How do you plan on actually building awareness and recognition of your product or your service? That has to also be reviewed, I think, annually, seeing what works and what doesn't work. So those, to me, are two things that you have to keep current and that needs to be reviewed at least annually, if not more often.
I agree. And the marketing component of your business plan is critical. The financial component of your business plan is critical. It should include some cash flow projections so that you can know where you're going to be. There are a number of online tools that can help you manage your finances. There are a variety of dashboards that are available. Many of them are free. Some of them have a charge associated with them that would sync with your accounting software, particularly if you are a QuickBooks user, and it will provide alerts. If your receivables turn is slowing, or your cash position drops below a line that you have set, and it'll help you manage that. And as you work on your business plan, that, again, is a great time to have a mentor that will challenge your assumptions and challenge your goals and make sure that they're measurable and that they're time-bound. And quite honestly, sometimes we set goals as we get excited about doing that don't have as much to do with our business as we really think. Are we really monitoring the right things that are true key performance indicators that tell us how our business is doing?
Right.
And so a mentor a SCORE mentor, a mentor from the Small Business Development Centers, a mentor from Women's Business Centers, or a local business person that you know that you want to help, might be a family member or a friend, you know, whoever it is, make sure that they're willing to ask you the tough question. But that's the time to have that kind of a person poke at your plan and challenge your numbers and make sure that you really are on top of things. And as you point out, Angela, if you're looking for investment, you have to have this. And that includes if you're looking for friends and family. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to start a business with friends and family money and you expect to continue to be welcome at Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
you need to have a real plan,
mm-hmm.
and you need to document their investment, and everybody needs to know what the terms are,
right.
and how they get their money back, mm-hmm. and under what time frames, and what kind of reports are they going to get, so they know that you're being a good steward,
mm-hmm.
of their funds. I think that's really, really important in any financial relationship. Otherwise, you wind up not welcome at the holidays, and you have a lot of former friends,
mm-hmm.
rather than friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, not only that, I would also suggest, if you are putting this plan together, don't put the plan together just trying to get money, but put a plan together trying to get support, which to me is different, because the person who is supporting what you're doing, they're going to be engaged. They're going to also be asking questions. So if you know that they're going to be in there as a partner in there supporting what you're doing,
sure.
you're going to be maybe a little more honest as to what really is going on in the business. I've been one that's had to review business plans and lending applications and things like that. And I could see that, you know, the numbers just quite didn't match the story. And so it's really important to just be as straight honest as possible. If you're not going to have a return until 3 years from now, that's when you're going to break even, then tell them the truth that it's
sure.
going to be 3 years. I'm not going to break even in 6 months.
And it's mm-hmm. a plan for success. You're absolutely right. You know, it's much more than just that financial piece.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I was looking at the website at SCORE, and I noticed that you also group your entrepreneurs based on, you know, a specific demographic, like you have the 50-plus entrepreneurs and the minority and the female and the, I think you even get into rural entrepreneurs. Does that change the type of training, or does that you're gearing that training based on specific needs?
Well, you know, in some instances, the demographics actually consume information a little bit differently,
mm-hmm.
and so we might take consistent information but make it available in different venues. You know, for example, when you talk about young entrepreneurs, you know, they want to consume things differently than 50 plus,
mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, they're the digital native, and those of us that are 50 plus, so, you know, are still, while we use technology and use it effectively, we probably don't live it like that younger demographic. So
mm-hmm.
there are different ways for us to reach folks. You know, in terms of the content, when you talk about startup businesses, Angela, startup businesses, they have a lot of common needs,
mm-hmm.
business planning, you know, financial management, assessments, and so on. In business clients that are already in business, their needs are much more specific. You can have five companies all in the same industry in five different markets with five completely different challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one might have a survival challenge, one might have a growth challenge, one might be thinking about exit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's important, too. As you think about your business, how are you going to exit? Is this a business that you believe you can pass down?
Mm-hmm.
Is it one that you'll build to sell? Is it one that you'll build and run, and when you're finished, you'll just wind it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have different plans and different strategies for the different methods of exit that you might think through. And that also a really good time mm-hmm. to go talk to SCORE, to talk to someone that's been in your industry or that has experience with the issue that you're dealing with. If you have a marketing challenge, we're going to want you to sit down with people that have strong marketing experience. If you have an industry-specific challenge, we're going to want you to sit down with someone that has been in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from a mentoring standpoint, SCORE, our new tagline, Angela, is for the life of your business. And what that is intended to indicate is our desire to have a long-term relationship. You know, you don't go to a mentor only when you start or mm-hmm. only when you have a problem. You should be meeting with your mentor quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
You should have an agenda when you meet. You should know what you want to talk about. You should know the questions that you want to ask, where the challenges are. You should be able to tell your mentor what you did in the previous quarter, how you implemented their advice or solved problems that you talked about
mm-hmm.
so that everybody can be comfortable that there's a result.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should leave a mentoring session with the equivalent of homework.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do and how am I going to demonstrate that I was successful the next time? You know, a mentor really creates an opportunity to have accountability to a third party. And that's really important for most of us. You know, so many of us at a point in time, we were in sports where they were individual or group, and we had somebody, maybe it was a teacher or a parent, that we felt accountable to. And when we felt accountable, we actually performed better.
Yeah.
And not everybody holds themselves accountable very well, and that's not a bad thing. That's just a human trait sometimes. And it's really good to have that level of accountability, and that's what a SCORE mentor can provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it's for the life of your business. And in the relationships that we have with our clients, Angela, we would like for them to come to meet regularly with their mentor. And as their business matures and they have time, we'd like for them to come back and mentor others.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's an opportunity to give back. There was a movie and some other things talk about pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick a term that you like, but
mm-hmm.
There is an opportunity once you have become successful to help others. And I'm sure you have a lot of listeners that are successful that may want to share their knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to your local SCORE chapter, talk to them about volunteering. You know, we don't take everybody. We can't, but we have an application. You can fill it out. There's a 90-day provisional period. We actually certify those that are going to sit down with clients so they know our methodology, and we can put you to work. And
mm-hmm.
you don't just have to counsel. We look for people that have web development skills or public relations skills or meeting planning skills or that would just like to do some basic administration. We're, as you mentioned, 11,000 volunteers. We only have 15 paid people in our national office.
Wow, that's...
So, yeah, it's a little too efficient.
Extremely efficient.
Yeah,
well, I like what you were saying about the accountability.
You know, absolutely critical. Absolutely critical. And you know, again, if you have to be accountable to something, and being accountable to a mentor is very, very helpful.
Well, we're going to take a break now.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Are you looking for innovative ideas on how to achieve your financial dreams? Tune in to Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday afternoon at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Join certified financial planners Ken Smith and Ethan Broga to learn how you can obtain financial success. You'll be entertained while you discover techniques to alleviate your financial concerns. Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Today's business marketplace is becoming increasingly global thanks to technologies that didn't even exist a few short years ago. Your business might be a startup, or you might be one of the global 500. Either way, you're probably looking at customers and competitors in faraway regions. Listen for Global Reach with host Tay Revez as she brings together experts, ideas, and listeners to help you anywhere in the world. Global Reach is broadcast every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Today, enterprise technology is both strategic and global. Each week on CIO Talk Radio, IT thought leaders from around the world share their experiences with listeners as they discuss with Sunjog All how they are trimming costs and partnering with business to innovate and help IT become more competitive. This means better care for customers and improves the corporate bottom line. If you want to keep up with IT thought leadership, listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjog All every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel, the bottom line in business talk.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listening to A Sharp Outlook. To reach Angela Sharp or today's guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send email to asharpeoutlook@gmail.com or tweet the program at asharpcons. Now, back to the program.
Well, before the break, you were talking about accountability, and I really do feel strongly about accountability because it is sometimes necessary to keep us on course. But you were also mentioning about becoming a mentor, and what is the process to become a mentor for SCORE?
So when you're ready to join SCORE, Angela, all that you need to do is contact your nearest chapter there in South Dakota. And you want to let them know, you know, what your interests are, what you're looking for in a volunteer opportunity. And they're going to interview you, share with you information about the SCORE volunteer experience. It's a very serious volunteer commitment because, we're sitting down and talking to people about their business, their livelihood. Not only is it critically important to them, but it's also sensitive and confidential. And, you know, we want to make sure that you understand exactly what we're doing and how it works. If there's agreement that you would be a good volunteer for SCORE and it's something you would want to do, we would invite you to join. The first thing you would do is sign our code of ethics. We ask our volunteers to sign a code of ethics annually that makes statements around the pledge of confidentiality, their agreement that they would not accept anything of value for the experience and mentoring that they provide, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then we would have you go through some orientation. There's online orientation at the national level. There's chapter level orientation. And if you were going to work with a client, a small business owner, we would ask you to be certified. Mm-hmm. We have a methodology that we developed with the help of the Deluxe Corporation Foundation. Mm-hmm. We created a certification process to take you about 5 hours. Mm-hmm. And it certifies you on our methodology. Mm-hmm. And then we would have you begin counseling. You'd counsel with another volunteer to start with, mm-hmm. So that we could monitor and learn and grow. All of our clients have the opportunity to provide feedback on every session that occurs. They get a survey so that they can tell us if we're doing a good job and how we can improve. And we take that very seriously. And work with our mentors to help them improve their ability as we move along. And you would, I believe, develop a core following of clients that you would work with for the life of their business. And you'd make a huge difference in your community and a difference with the people you serve. And that's what it's all about.
What's the average number of clients that a mentor would actually, you know, provide counseling with?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it varies as you would expect. A large number of ongoing relationships for a volunteer would be around 20.
Mm-hmm.
The average number is more around 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as a volunteer, you can control how much volume you want. You know, we're very fortunate to benefit from some people who really believe in SCORE and provide, you know, 30 plus hours a week from a volunteer standpoint. Our average volunteers about 4 hours a week. So, you know, and we have some that do less and some that do a great deal more. If you only want to, you know, you have a great deal of experience with media and in marketing, you may say that you want to be a resource only for marketing and media. And in that instance, volunteers would bring you in as needed to deal with that one particular topic. So you have a lot of different ways that you can engage. The consistency is how we train you and how we monitor you. You know, we use a net promoter score so that we know how things are going. We don't do ratings that we publish, but we do have a net promoter score on all of our volunteers, which just lets us know when we need to do some educational work or how we can improve.
One of the other things I was wanting to know is when you are picking a mentor and matching a mentor with a particular client, is it based on their expertise?
You know, it can be.
Mm-hmm.
At the chapter level, there are a couple of different ways that intake occurs. You know, if you come to your local chapter and you say that you want to talk to somebody and you just walk in, we're going to sit you down with whoever's available. And in that instance, the conversation is going to be around your business, your needs, and we may find that the volunteer that's available is not the right one for you.
Mm-hmm.
That volunteer, his or her responsibility would be to get you to the right place, to the right mentor, to the right volunteer as quickly as possible. And you may find that it's absolutely the right fit, and that's great. It depends on your needs. If you approach us online, you can choose from a group of volunteers based on their resume and their skills listing so that you can match it as closely as you would like. You know, what I would encourage you to do, a mentoring relationship is exactly that. It's a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sit down with someone that you are not comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
that you don't believe that you can share openly with, that you don't have confidence in, that you don't respect when they ask you questions, you need somebody different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, SCORE is a volunteer organization. We're a nonprofit organization. We have 11,500 volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
If you find that you're with someone that's not exactly right for you, you need to let us know and we'll find somebody else. And that's no harm, no foul. Nobody's offended.
Mm-hmm.
It's about getting the client with the right person
mm-hmm.
so that they can have the best experience and be as successful as possible.
So a personality has a lot to do with that relationship other than just the expertise or information. They need to be able to, like you say, develop that relationship. And so the personalities between the two parties is probably very critical in this case then.
It is critical. You know, you want to be comfortable. You're going to be talking about subjects that can be challenging and hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get asked questions that sometimes, you know, you might be a little bit offended. You know, I have a number of people that I talk to and that I work with, and, you know, after a presentation or something, and I'll call to debrief, and they say, well, you know, it wasn't very good, and here's why. Mm-hmm. I need to hear that, but it's uncomfortable news.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can only take that and make something out of it that's valuable if it comes from someone that you have confidence in, mm-hmm. that knows what they're doing, and that you trust. And so that personal relationship is critical. And, you know, at SCORE, there are a lot of different mentors available. And we encourage you to choose the right one for you. And it's very common for our clients to have a team of volunteers. They have one that helps them with their finances. They have one that advises them or talks to them about their marketing, and one that talks about whatever other topic that there might be. So a lot of different ways to engage SCORE. You know, the good news about it, again, is that it is no cost. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure that I want to call it free, because you have to invest your time.
Yeah.
And you have to invest it effectively, and you have to spend time on it. And for most small business owners and most people, your time is your most valuable asset. You can make more money, mm-hmm. but you can't make more time.
Yes, absolutely. And time, you know, being an entrepreneur, time means money, so they're going to want to actually get a benefit from the team coming out. That was a question I was just getting ready to ask you. Do some of the clients have more than one person come in, because, you know, levels of expertise can be different, but you did mention a team would come out and actually work with that client and, like I say, be there as the company grows and
assist
them along.
That, as a company grows, and quite honestly, as your needs change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you may choose to work with the same person. That person may want to bring other volunteers in, other mentors in. You know, you may decide that, you know, the mentor you've had has been great, and now you need to talk to somebody different about a different topic, and that is exactly the way that we're intended to work.
Well, I wanted to share your contact information with the audience. The number to call that I saw was 1-800-634-0245. Is that the number to call for someone?
That is the number to call. That's our national office. We'll help you find the nearest chapter, answer whatever questions you have, and get you started with SCORE. And then, of course, the website
mm-hmm.
at score.org, O-R-G.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things, a lot of valuable information, tools, tips, tactics, templates, all kinds of things that can help you in your entrepreneurial journey.
Now, you mentioned that the podcast and webinars, would they be able to register for those particular trainings through that website?
Yes, they are. They're all there. They're divided into topics that include startup or run and grow your business, technology, marketing, finance and money, a lot of different things. You go in and you can choose what you want to see at the time, click on it. It's a very simple registration process, and you can take advantage of that information right then. We do have a list of live webinars that are coming up. We've got How to Really Start Your Business on October the 8th, mm-hmm. Tax Secrets on October the 10th. We have an email marketing workshop on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a franchising workshop on the 1st, and these are all online and they're all free. And then there's a crowdfunding workshop on Halloween on October 31st. a lot of things to take advantage of. And, again, your nearest chapter is easy to find also on score.org.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage your listeners to take advantage of the mentoring opportunity. And if they want to give back, I hope that they would consider SCORE as a volunteer opportunity as well.
I also noticed that you're on Facebook. I went out there. There was a lot of blogs and comments and people that are actually receiving services through SCORE and, you
right.
know, their comments and things like that. That's Facebook/SCORE fans. Am
uh-huh.
I Okay.
That's right. There's Facebook, we're Twitter, we're YouTube. We have a great YouTube channel with all mm-hmm. kinds of different information and recordings available. If you want to get on that, you can get on your favorite search engine and search for SCORE or hop on YouTube and search for SCORE, and you'll find us there. So we're doing what we advise all of our clients to do, to take the best advantage that you can of social media. Mm-hmm. And not every tool is appropriate for every business. You've got to be strategic when you do it. There's plenty of ways to get information and to learn, including through your SCORE mentor. And we're doing it too, and it's a very effective way to get the word out.
Well, I'll tell you, Ken, I've really enjoyed this show. I've enjoyed our conversation. I'm sure the listeners have learned a lot. And, in fact, I think we're going to have a few more entrepreneurs out there just because they know that SCORE is there to give them the assistance and the guidance and the inspiration that they need, not only to start that business, but to actually be successful. So
we certainly hope so. And
yeah.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well,
I really
thank you for being here. Thank you so
My
much,
pleasure.
Ken. Mm-hmm. So we've had a wonderful show today on mentoring and mentors, and then those of you that have that expertise, go out to the SCORE website and sign up to become a mentor so that we can assist people. Next week, we will be talking about social media. We have guests coming in to talk about how to use all of those things. Should I be tweeting? How should I set up my Facebook? All of these particulars. And so we'll be talking about social media next week. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please email me, tweet me, blog something so that I can know, you know, that we are providing what you need. And also send requests of other topics that you would like discussed on A Sharp Outlook. We really enjoy providing this information to you and enjoy each show, each week that provides you success because of the tools that you have. Thank you for joining us, and we will talk with you next week.
Thank you again for tuning into A Sharp Outlook. Please join your host, Angela Sharp, next Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Tune in again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.